Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the Master's name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, once again, it's a blessing for me to be here on this Sunday morning together as a church family to worship God's holy name. We are just from the very beginning of this meeting, God's presence has just been like powerfully like resting on me. I know that the Spirit of God is moving within our church. The weeks ago, as we were fasting and praying, as we came together, God's hand was very evident during this fasting prayer. And I believe moving forward, God is going to move powerfully within our church, especially he's going to use our youth to glorify his name. And so I'm very excited, and I'm sensing a spiritual heaviness, a spiritual burden these days to pray for our church, to pray for our church youth. And I know that God is going to do something. And I just invite our church, you know, let us continue to keep our family, our church family in prayer. And as we move forward, these things, these experiences that we are hearing about, these testimonies will increase, because this should be the natural for the Christian. This should be our everyday life circumstance, should be living in the supernatural. So let's just, I just want to start with just a word of prayer. I know usually I read the Bible, but I just want to start with a word of prayer. I feel led to do that. So let's just pray. Father God, we thank you, Father, for this beautiful morning. We thank you for your presence in this place. Spirit of God, we just submit everything into your mighty hands. You are a good God. You're a good Father. Father, as we dig into your word, will you speak to us? Spirit of God, will you move in our hearts and touch us in a special way? We don't want to be the same as we were when we came this morning to church. Encountering your presence should change us. Encountering your word should transform us. Encountering who you are, seeing you in being in your presence, should change us to be more like your son. So Lord, do what you do best. Spirit of God, we ask you to move within our hearts, to speak to us, to stir us to the knowledge of your truth, and to know the knowledge of you even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This, as we are digging into God's word, as we are continuing to study God's word, we are going to continue looking at Romans chapter 8. Finally, we are here. You know, Romans chapter 8 is, I've been saying this, like, I want to get to Romans chapter 8. I want to get to Romans chapter 8, and Romans chapter 8 is here. Romans chapter 8 is probably my favorite chapter in the New Testament. I'm trying to think if there's any other chapters. So maybe there are other chapters, but right now, at least in my mind, I feel like Romans chapter 8 is one of my favorite chapters. Even from my young age, I loved Romans chapter 8. You know, that verse, the first verse, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That verse has, I've read it, I've studied it, and I've, you know, I always love that verse, because in my mind, the person who condemns me the most is not anything else, but sometimes it's myself. I tend to condemn myself the most because I feel like I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, and I keep condemning myself. But you know, God is teaching us that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. A few years ago, Betty, when she was telling me, she shared something to me that was very profound. And I know this, but then I didn't realize what it is that she was sharing with me. You know, we know that in the Old Testament, when we study God's word, I remember I told you guys in a previous sermon that Jewish people follow 613 laws. 613 commandments avarku neemamayittu palikkanam to be oru sakshali yahudan aganengil. If you want to be a real Jew, a faithful Jew, you have to follow 613 laws. That is in the Torah, in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, in the first five books. And, you know, this, and when Jesus comes, he says that the rules of the Old Testament, all of these different rules that they had to follow, can be summed up in these two commandments. All of the laws and the prophets can be summed up in these two commandments. And we know this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. That's the first and the greatest commandment. And Jesus says, the second is also like it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. We all understand the first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart. James says that if you claim to love God, but you cannot love your brother whom you can see, how can you claim to love a God whom you cannot see? Love is the theme of this entire Bible. Snehamana ee Bible athu devathinte vishuddha pusthakathil in the Holy Bible, in the Holy Book, if there is one theme, one word you can take out, that is sums up the entire Bible, that sums up the entire gospel, it is love. Love holds everything together. It is love. That love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And then the second part is love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I've never felt convicted about it because, I mean, I didn't love myself much, so then I don't have to love my neighbor that much because it's another standard. You know, like if I don't love myself, how am I going to love my neighbor well? So Betty was telling that God wants us to love him, to love our neighbor, but also to love ourselves. And the only way we can learn to love ourselves is if we see ourselves the way God sees us. Now, oftentimes we think of loving ourselves as being selfish, egoistical, pride. It's like looking towards ourselves. God's love is not about raising ourselves or to be prideful of ourselves. God's love teaches us to love us because we love God. And we have to understand this love of God, and we have to extend the love of God to ourselves, because that's what the Spirit of God does. The Spirit of God gives us the newness of life where we can live without condemnation. Let's read Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I know that the NKJV and the KJV versions, they add a little bit of a subscript or add a little bit of words there. It's not there in the original text, but they are using it there to help explain that concept even more. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That's what the King James Version or the New King James Version has. So there is something about being in Christ Jesus that is about walking in the Spirit. Walking not according to the flesh, but walking according to the Spirit. Jadathil narakkunnathalla, Atmavil narakkunnathathre. You know, it is not about walking in the flesh. It's about walking in the Spirit. Now, let me just do a recap. Usually what I do is I do a recap. When we started this Roman series, and when we looked at it in March, we were looking at the wrath of God being revealed, and God wants us to come into a knowledge, know him, know about the invisible nature of God. When it came into two, we started studying about what does it mean to be a real Jew? What does it mean to be a New Testament Jew? It's about spiritual circumcision. In chapter 3, we started looking about justification. How are we saved by faith? We are all sinners, but we are justified by faith. And then we looked at glorification. No, sorry, we looked at sanctification, and then we looked at glorification. And then just a few weeks ago, we looked at baptism. And we said that the person is dying and raising up to newness of life. So in Romans chapter 7, Paul is talking about this newness of life in the Spirit. Newness of life in the Spirit. What is this newness of life? What is this newness of life in the Spirit? When we ended Romans chapter 7, I put it this way. I said, all of us who are baptized, at one point we were baptized. After baptism, we sin. We have sinned. I don't think there is any one of us, at least in this meeting, who can claim that after baptism, they never sinned. I know that confidently because a few seconds ago, we didn't do any baptism service. But this, any time after baptism, I'm confident that all of us have sinned. Number, snanam kainjita pabam chedatunda. We have done sin. And this question should come up. Like Paul raised up, the old Joel, or number the pare manishin, the old man, the old woman that we were, is dead. How can the new person that we are after baptism borrow the behaviors of the old person? So Paul says, inside I'm a new person, but my flesh, in my flesh, it is used to the old person. So how do we kill this flesh? How do we suppress the desires of the flesh? And Paul ends it like this. He says, thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's made a way. He's made a way for us to suppress the desires of the flesh. How? Now we come to Romans chapter 8. That's what I left you up. And I said, I'm going to talk about it next, in the next time. And we come to Romans chapter 8. Today we'll be looking from Romans chapter 8 verses 1 to 17. This is all that we'll be covering today. Roma Leganam, Etam Adhyayam, Onnu Mudal, Padhinaram Vakyam Aanu, Nammal Shodhana Cheyyunnathu. Allengil we will be paying attention to it. So I want to just draw a parallel between people who are in Christ Jesus and people who are not in Christ Jesus. Christuvil ulla manushanum, allengil Christuvil porathulla manushante jeevitham enginaanu. There's only two type of people. ഈ ലോകത്തിൽ രണ്ട് തട്ടുള്ള ആൾക്കാരേ ഉള്ളൂ. There is only two type of people when you examine it by Romans chapter 8 standards. രണ്ട് തട്ടുള്ള ആൾക്കാർ, there are two types of people. One is in Christ Jesus and those who are not in Christ Jesus. What about the people in Christ Jesus? There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So what about the people who are not in Christ Jesus? What about them? And Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 17 talks about what is the difference between a person who is in Christ Jesus and what is the nature of the person who is outside of Christ Jesus. Let us look. Let's go deeper. And we'll go verse by verse. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 we read, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. First thing, the person who is in Christ Jesus is under a new law. Christuvilulla manushan pudhiya neemathilana. They're under a new covenant, under a new testament. പഴയ നിയമത്തിൽ ഉള്ള ആൾക്കാര് മരണത്തിലാണ് പോകുന്നത്. ദേ ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ഡൈ, ദേ ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ഡെത്ത്. ദേർ ഇസ് എ ഫൈൻ ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് വെയിറ്റിംഗ് ഫോർ ദം. ദേർ ഇസ് നോ വേ ദാറ്റ് ദേ കൻ എസ്കേപ്പ്. ബട്ട് ദ പേഴ്സൺ ഹൂ ഇസ് ഇൻ ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ജീസസ് വിൽ നോട്ട് ഗോ ടുവേർഡ്സ് ഡെത്ത്. ഇൻ ദ മിഡിൽ ഈസ്റ്റ്, ഇഫ് യു നോ ദിസ്, വി നോ ദാറ്റ് വി ലിവ് ഇൻ in the kingdom, like Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Kuwait, all those nations, what are they? They're kingdoms, right? There is a sheikh and there's a king who rules the nation. How do you tell when you're on the road, how do you tell who is the from the royal family and who's not from the royal family? You look at the number plate, right? And the number plate is special. They've got like one digit number, especially in UAE. If you see one digit number or like a special number plate, you know that's from the royal family. Another way you can tell is that they drive like crazy. Okay. Another, in UAE, we have got speed cameras everywhere. You know that there is, if you go over the speed limit, the camera will take a picture and you will get the fine in your account or email or wherever it will come up. But how, but then these people who are in the royal family, they'll get, it's like camera shot for them. It's like all the cameras will go. They don't care. No problem. Why? Because they know what? They don't have to pay the fine. Even if a police catches them, the police will have to apologize for stopping them. That's the twist of catching the royal family. Like if you go to the royal family and you stop the royal family, do you know who my father is? And the police will say, sorry, please go ahead. Just send the person. What is the difference? The difference is the royal family are children of the king. So there is no condemnation for them. Whereas the other people like me, I'm not related to the king. How I am so jealous that these people can drive these expensive cars and go whatever speed they want and no problem, no condemnation. But I'm not the child of the sheikh of UAE. I'm not Sheikh Said bin Sultan Al Nahyan or related to any of them. So what happens when I get caught? I will get fined. I will get in trouble. Why I'm saying this is because when the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, it is because we are adopted into the family of God. Nammal devathinte kudumbathile amshamana. We are members of the family of God. Adinte, let's read. Verse 12 to verse 17. We can read Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to 17. So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. I would say these are the children of God. In our inclusive language today in English, we'd say children of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. God has adopted us as his children. What is the proof? The Holy Spirit. Imagine in Bombay or Mumbai, it's the same place, but there are a lot of slums. There are a lot of slums that where children are living in darkness and poverty in horrible conditions. There are so many things happening. If I go there and I see one of these children and I see this person is very sweet and I want to adopt this child. I'm a Canadian citizen. I want to adopt this child. I want to bring this child to Canada to live with me and make this child a Canadian. What would be the process? As soon as I say I am adopting the child, I'm going to treat that child like my son. Right? But has this child become my son yet? No. There is a paperwork that needs to happen. There's a process that needs to happen before he gets his citizenship to come to Canada and to live with me as a Canadian citizen, as my son. There's a paperwork and a process that needs to happen. But even if he doesn't get his paperwork, even if he's not in his time, I have already declared that this is my child. This is my son. In identity, That child who was once in the slums has become my son. But it takes time for the rest of the world to recognize that this child is my son. That is glorification. Glorification is the time when the sons of God or the daughters of God, the children of God, is going to be revealed. That's the day when we will be sure to see who is in Christ Jesus and who is not in Christ Jesus. But what is the guarantee? Where is the piece of paper that says to people here that I am promised to be the child of the Most High God? Where is the guarantee? Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13. Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 onwards. Ephesians Legnam, 1 Madhyayam, 13 Vakyam, Mudal Vakyam. In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory. What is the pledge? What is the thing that you can take to the people of the world and show them? I am no longer in the slums. I belong to the king. It may look like I'm still living in the slums. We are literally living in the slums right now. But it may look like that, but my identity, my citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. Our identity may take time to reveal itself, but the guarantor, the pledge of inheritance, the promise of inheritance is the Spirit of God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവാണ് നമ്മളുടെ ഗ്യാരണ്ടി. നമ്മൾ സ്വർഗത്തിലെ അംശമാണ്, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ മക്കളാണ് പ്രൂഫ് ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ, ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ദ സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ലിവിംഗ് ഇൻ അസ്. ദൈവാത്മാവുള്ള പിള്ളേരെ മാത്രം, ഓൺലി ദ പീപ്പിൾ വിത്ത് ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഓർ ദ സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ആർ കോൾഡ് ദ ചിൽഡ്രൻ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. So if you have the Spirit of God in you, you are the children of God. നിങ്ങളുടെ അകത്തിൽ ദൈവ ആത്മാവ് അല്ലെങ്കിൽ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ് ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഇന്ന് നിങ്ങൾ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ മക്കളാണ്. You are the children of God. You are in Christ Jesus. നിങ്ങൾ ക്രിസ്തുവിലാണ്. നിങ്ങൾ ക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ അംശമാണ്. You are a member of the body of Christ. Then the verse 1 holds to you. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! This is a very beautiful message. It is a very freeing message. It is a message of salvation. In the Ravle, this morning, we heard from Pastor that God has saved us. He is the rock of our redemption. He is the rock of our salvation. And we get to praise God. We'll shout our praise. നമ്മുടെ രക്ഷയായ പാറയാണ് ദൈവം. അതുകൊണ്ട് നമ്മൾ ആർപ്പിടും. We will worship and praise God. ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ നമുക്ക് ആർപ്പിടാൻ കാരണമുണ്ട്. We have reason to praise and worship God. The greatest reason, he saved us. He is our salvation. He's given us this guarantee. Now, I have to put a pause. I have to say this. If I am a citizen of heaven, I have to behave in the rules of the citizen of heaven. Then, സ്വർഗത്തിലെ സിറ്റിസൺ ആണെങ്കിൽ ഞാൻ സ്വർഗത്തിന്റെ നിയമം ഞാൻ ഇവിടെയും പാലിക്കണം. ഇഫ് യു ആർ എൻ ഇന്ത്യൻ സിറ്റിസൺ ആൻഡ് യു ആർ ലിവിംഗ് ഇൻ കാനഡ, ഡു യു നോ ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ റിക്വയർഡ് ടു ലിവ് അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ദ ലോസ് ഓഫ് കാനഡ, ഐ മീൻ ലോസ് ഓഫ് ഇന്ത്യ? ബിക്കോസ് Because as long as you're a citizen of India, the laws of India are binding towards you. If someone files a case in India saying that you broke a law of India, the minute you come to India, you can be tried. Because you did not live according to the laws of India here, even while you're in Canada. You can even go so far as to lose your citizenship because you have broken the law of the citizenship. You will have restrictions because placed on you, even though you're a citizen of India. The reason why I'm saying this is, even while we're living on earth, we have to live as if we are citizens of heaven. Do you know that when we walk into an embassy of a nation, that where the embassy is a representation of that nation? Nyan ippo naatla poi Canadian embassy lotu poya, as soon as I enter Canadian embassy lotu kerumbol thanne nyan Canada ilana. Do you know that? Inkariyama. That place is not the rule of India. That embassy is governed by the rule of Canada. It is Canadian land. No one can come and say, we want this guy to come out because I'm in Canada now if I enter the embassy. What is different? Why did I enter into the embassy and I become in Canada? Because the ambassador is there. Namalara, we are ambassadors of God. The ambassadors of God have to follow the laws of the country the ambassador is representing. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. When someone meets us, they are meeting someone who is belonging in heaven. When we walk on the slums of the earth, where we touch, it becomes heaven. Why? Because where I am, the Spirit of God is in me. I am the temple of the living God. So I am an ambassador of God. I represent heaven. And I have to follow the rules of the kingdom of God. So very quickly, I'm going to go through some of the few verses that we just read. Actually, I'm not going to read them. Verses 2 to 11, if you take it, and if you're taking notes, I'll tell you this. Verses 2, it says the law of the Spirit. கிறிஸ்துவில் உள்ளவரும் கிறிஸ்துவில் புறத்துள்ளவரும் தமிழ் டிஃபரன்ஸ் எந்தவான கிறிஸ்துவில் உள்ள மனுஷன் ஆத்மாவில் உள்ள நியமம் இட் இஸ் த லா ஆஃப் த ஸ்பிரிட் த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் நாட் இன் கிரைஸ்ட் ஜீசஸ் தே ஃபாலோ த லா ஆஃப் சின் அண்ட் டெத் ஃபோர்த் வர்ஸ் இட் சேஸ் த பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் இன் கிரைஸ்ட் வில் லிவ் அக்கார்டிங் டு த ஸ்பிரிட் த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் அவுட் சைட் கிரைஸ்ட் வில் லிவ் அக்கார்டிங் டு த ஃபிளஷ் ஆத்மாவில் நியந்திரம் ஜடத்தில் நியந்திரம் This is the difference between a child of God and the child of the world. This is the law of heaven. This is the law of the citizen of heaven. Verse 5, the mind is set on what the Spirit desires, and who is not in Christ Jesus, their mind is set on fleshly desires. ஜடத்தை மாத்திரம் சிந்திக்கிற ஆள்காரு ஆர் கிறிஸ்துவில் அல்ல ஆத்மாவில் சிந்திக்கிற ஆள்காரு ஆத்மாவ எந்தோ ஆவசியம் உண்டோ வாட் இஸ் த ஸ்பிரிட் டிசைரிங் தட் இஸ் வேர் கிரைஸ்ட் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் இன் கிரைஸ்ட் ஜீசஸ் தட்ஸ் வேர் த டிசைர்ஸ் இஸ் தட் சிக்ஸ்த் வர்ஸ் ஸ்பிரிட் லீட்ஸ் டு லைஃப் அண்ட் பீஸ் If you're in Christ Jesus. If you're not in Christ Jesus, your flesh mind leads to death. Maranathinodana ningal pogunnathu. Okay? Verse 9 and verse 7 and verse 7 and 8 talk about the people who are outside the body of Christ. Kristuval allatha aalkar 7 8th vakyathil parayunu. What are they? They are hostile to God. Devathinu edirana. There is no submission to God's law. They cannot please God. Verse 9, the realm of the spirit It's the Spirit of God, it's the Spirit of Christ, and the Holy Spirit in us. ക്രിസ്തുവിലുള്ള ആത്മാവ്, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവ്, പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ്, ഇത് മൂന്നും ഒന്നാണ്. The Trinity, the Holy Spirit is in us. Verse 10, the Holy Spirit gives life because of righteousness. Because of neethi, we get life. നമ്മളുടെ നീതി അല്ല, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ നീതി. It's Christ's righteousness that is the hope of glory. It's the Christ's righteousness that is given to us when we came out of the water. We are clothed in Christ and the righteousness of Christ. That is why we have hope. That is why we will get new life. നമ്മളുടെ വിശുദ്ധി എവിടെ? Isaiah says, your righteousness is like filthy rags. But we are covered in the garment, the white garment of God with the blood of Jesus. Outside of Christ, the body gives death because of sin. Verse 11, the Spirit gives life to our mortal bodies. നമ്മൾ ഇപ്പോൾ ഇട്ട ജഡത്തിൽ ഉള്ള മനുഷ്യൻ തിരിച്ച് ജീവനിലോട്ട് വരും. It will put on immortality. ഈ ദേഹത്തിൽ തന്നെ നമ്മൾ തിരിച്ച് വരുമ്പോൾ, because when Jesus Christ comes and the trumpet blows, the dead will come back. So what is the dead that will come back? The body that we went in will come back, but it will no longer be the same kind of body. It will be an immortal body. That immortal body will get life because of the Spirit of God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവ് will come and will give life to that which is dead. But in verse 13, it says, the people who are outside Christ will live according to the flesh, and for them there is death. There is no Spirit of God. How should we live as citizens of God? Verses 12 to 17. ഞാൻ ഇപ്പോൾ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് മുമ്പേ വായിച്ചത്. Verses 12 to 17. If you have the Spirit of God, we should not live according to the flesh. ജഡത്തിൽ ഉള്ള ആഗ്രഹങ്ങൾ നമ്മൾ വിട്ടുകൊടുക്കണം. All the desires of the flesh, we have to give up. You cannot live according to the flesh. Let me read verses 12 to 17 again. So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you're living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. How can we put to death the fleshly desires, the habits that our fleshly body is used to? Only through the Spirit. നമ്മളുടെ അകത്തെ മനുഷ്യൻ വളരണം, നമ്മളുടെ ജഡമായ മനുഷ്യൻ കുറയണം. ഇതെങ്ങനെയാണ് കുറയ്ക്കുന്നത്? ഹൗ ഡു വി റെഡ്യൂസ് ദ ഫിസിക്കൽ ഓർ ദ ഫ്ലഷ്ലി മാൻ ആൻഡ് ഗ്രോ ദ സ്പിരിച്വൽ മാൻ? ബൈ ഫീഡിങ് ഇറ്റ്. ഹൗ ഡു യു ഫീഡ് ദ സ്പിരിച്വൽ മാൻ? ബൈ ഫീഡിങ് ഇറ്റ് സ്പിരിച്വൽ ഫുഡ്. ഹൗ ഡു യു ഫീഡ് ദ ഫിസിക്കൽ മാൻ? By feeding it physical food. I'm not talking about eating ice cream and paratha and chicken curry. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you are serving the desires of the flesh, you are wasting time on things that is giving no spiritual benefit. Why are you doing this? Because your desire is for that. That is no problem. It's not that we cannot feed our physical desires. No, it's okay. You listen to music that might not be Christian. That's okay. You watch TV. That's okay. You're reading news. That's okay. That's news is not going to give you spiritual benefit. That's not mean that you should stop reading the news. I'm just saying that there are things that we do that might not give us spiritual benefit. It's not bad. It's not good. We still have to live in this world. We have to have physical news. We have to get things that feed the physical. But more than feeding the physical, feed the spiritual. What is the best time to do this? Fasting. Fasting is starving the flesh and feeding the spirit. Fasting എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ എന്താണ്? നമ്മളുടെ ജഡമായ മനുഷ്യനെ നമ്മൾ കൊല്ലുക. വി ആർ സ്റ്റാർവിങ് ഇറ്റ്. എന്നാൽ നമ്മുടെ ആത്മീയ മനുഷ്യനെ നമ്മൾ ആത്മീയ ഭോജനത്താൽ നിറയ്ക്കുക. വി ആർ ഫീഡിങ് ഇറ്റ് വിത്ത് സ്പിരിച്വൽ ഫുഡ്, സോ ദ സ്പിരിച്വൽ മാൻ ഈസ് ഗ്രോയിങ്. If you want to see you grow in your spiritual desires, the only way to do that is by feeding the spiritual man. Do it through fasting. It's a great tool to kill the Janamaya Manishan, to kill the fleshly man, and to grow the spiritual man. I want to end here. If we are the children of God, we will desire heavenly manna over physical manna. We will desire God's food over the food the world gives us. That is what is fasting. This next week, children, I want you to take this time to restrict worldly food. Whatever that means to you, whatever that means to you, whatever that worldly food looks like, restrict it and feed instead spiritual food. If you are starving your physical man and not growing your spiritual man, not feeding it spiritual food, then fasting is not going to be beneficial because your spiritual man won't grow. How can we feed the spiritual man? By studying God's word, spending time with believers, praying, singing worship songs, and spending time in God's presence, you will grow the spiritual man. That is why this next week, we have decided as a church to dedicate some time for the youth to come together to fast and pray. Children, if you can do this, spend some time to say, I'm going to focus on the Spirit of God. I'm going to focus on God. I want you to pray for these things. I want you to pray that God will give you the Holy Spirit. That God will anoint you with the Spirit of God. When I was 9 years old, I was filled with the Spirit of God. I was not baptized yet. I was not baptized by water. I didn't take believer's baptism. And I was filled with the Spirit of God. In a fasting prayer, I was sitting with the children. I was sitting in front with the children, nobody came and laid hands on me. The Spirit of God came and I started speaking in tongues. One of my close friends at that time got this Holy Spirit when he was also, I think, 11 years old. You know how he got it? When he was sitting in his room by himself and praying in the mat, he got the Holy Spirit. I'm not a person who believes that you can only get the Spirit if you do certain things. I believe the Spirit of God can anoint you even when you are in your room by yourself. A lot of people say that if you get the Holy Spirit, you have to manipulate people into doing, you lay them, you push them forth, you tell them words to say. None of that gimmicks. None of that we want to do here. When you are spending this time with God, ask God, can you fill me with the Holy Spirit? Parishuddhatmavalini nirakkaname. നിങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുമ്പോൾ, പേരൻസ്, ഐ വാണ്ട് യു ടു പ്രേ ഫോർ ദാറ്റ് സ്പെസിഫിക്കലി. നിങ്ങളുടെ പിള്ളേർക്ക് വേണ്ടി പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ നിറവിൽ പ്രവർത്തിക്കാൻ, ടു വാക്ക് അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ദ സ്പിരിറ്റ്, ആത്മാവിൽ നടക്കാൻ. വേറെ ഒന്നും ഈ ലോകത്തിൽ പ്രാപിച്ചില്ലെങ്കിൽ, ആത്മാവ് ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഫിനിഷ്, ദ ആർ ഗുഡ്, ദ ഹാവ് എവറിത്തിങ്, യു ഹാവ് ഡൺ ദ ബെസ്റ്റ് തിങ്. Better than them getting a doctor or an engineer, you make sure that they are children of the citizen of heaven. Done. The greatest blessing that this world can give is making sure that your children are counted as the members of the Most High God. And the only way for that is the spirit of adoption is in your children. Parents, let us pray for our children. Children, you pray for yourself. You pray for yourself, you pray for your families. As a church, നമ്മൾ സഭയായിട്ട് നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. നിങ്ങൾ നിങ്ങളുടെ പിള്ളേരുടെ അടുത്ത് നിങ്ങൾ നിങ്ങളുടെ കൈ, just stretch forth your hand towards your children. If you can, touch them. അവരെ തൊട്ട് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. പേരൻസ് മൂവ് കം ടുഗദർ, വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു പ്രേ ടുഗദർ ഫോർ അവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ. ചിൽഡ്രൻ ഗോ ടുവേർഡ്സ് യുവർ പേരൻസ്. വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു പ്ലേസ് അവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ഓൺ ദം, വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു പ്രേ ഫോർ ദം. നമ്മളുടെ പിള്ളേർ ഒരു പുതിയ അനുഭവം, ആത്മീയ അന്തരീക്ഷം, ഈ സഭയിലാത്തുള്ള ഒരു മാറ്റം വരണം. ദർ ഹാസ് ടു ബി എ ചേഞ്ച് അമോങ് അവർ യൂത്ത്, ദർ ഹാസ് ടു ബി എ ചേഞ്ച് അമോങ് അവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ. നമ്മൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുമ്പോൾ, വിശ്വാസത്താൽ നമ്മൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുമ്പോൾ നമ്മളുടെ പിള്ളേരന്മേൽ ഒരു ഒരു അനുഭവം വരും. ദർ ഇസ് എൻ അനോയിന്റിംഗ് ദറ്റ് വിൽ കം. If your children are not around you, I want you to stretch forth your hand and think of them in your mind. They might not be immediately around you. You can pray for them. If you don't have children, I want you to think of people who you consider as your children and continue to pray for them. As we are going to move together in the spirit, as we are going to pray for these people, let us spend time. നിങ്ങളിൽ ഉള്ള പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിനെ യൂസ് ചെയ്ത്, you use the anointing that God has given you and worship him in the spirit. ഉടബറബ ശക ബൗഡ റീബൽ ഹപ്തെ ഉറമന റേഗൽ ഹംദനാട ഗലഗടക സിഖ ബൗഡ. ഓ ലോർഡ് ജീസസ്, വി പ്രേ ആസ് എ ചർച്ച്. നമ്മൾ സഭയായി നമ്മൾ ചേർന്നെന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. ഉറ ആത്മാവിൽ നമ്മൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. വി പ്രേ ഇൻ വൺ സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഗോഡ്, ജസ്റ്റ് ലൈക്ക് ലോർഡ് ദി ഡിസൈപ്പിൾസ് വർ ടുഗദർ ഓൺ ദി ഡേ ഓഫ് പെന്തക്കോസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് ദേ കേം ടുഗദർ ആസ് വൺ ആൻഡ് ദേ പ്രേഡ് യുണൈറ്റഡ് ആൻഡ് ദി പ്ലേസ് ദേ വെർ ഇൻ വാസ് ഷേക്കൻ ബിക്കോസ് ദി ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് കേം അപ്പോൺ ദം. Lord Jesus, we pray that the children that we are praying for, that we are thinking about, that we have stretched our hands to, that we are touching with our hands, that they will be anointed with the almighty power of the Holy Spirit. That they will be counted as the citizen of the children of God, that they will be citizens of heaven, that they will be ambassadors of the Most High God, that they will be sons and daughters of the Most High God. This is the greatest privilege that any person on earth can get, is to be promoted to be a citizen of the child of God. We as a church, we pray. Lord, we pray that you will do what you can do. Lord, I pray that we will starve our fleshly man, and Father, we will feed our spiritual man. Hallelujah. We don't want to live anymore according to this world. ഈ ലോകത്തിന്റെ നിയമമല്ല നമ്മൾ പാലിക്കുന്നത്, നമ്മൾ സ്വർഗത്തിന്റെ നിയമമാണ് നമ്മൾ പാലിക്കുന്നത്. We follow not the rules of this world. We follow the rules of heaven because we are heavenly citizens. We are citizens of your kingdom. Thank you, Father, for your spirit. Thank you for speaking to us today. Lord, the spirit that is in us, we thank you for it, because now there is no more condemnation for those who are in you. If we are in you and the spirit of God is in us, we have no condemnation. We live as the children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you for promoting us, for changing our status and making us your children. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. And I just want you parents to, especially during family prayer, I want you to lay your hands and pray for the children. This, before, when we come on Friday, I want the children to have testimonies. On Saturday, they should be able to say that this week God spoke to me, God touched me. They should see visions. They should hear the literal voice of God. They should start being able to prophesy. They should be able to get words of knowledge. They should be able to get words of wisdom. They should be moving in the spirit. Let us pray for that. God will do it. I don't have to come and lay hands. No other person has to come and lay hands. God will do it. Let God's name be glorified. May God bless us all. Thank you for your time. Yeah.